Security. Security teams in Elgeyo Marakwet are meeting in Chesingoch to address the spate of banditry attacks and raids that has plagued the region in recent times. The crucial meeting that brought stakeholders from security sector was convened in Marakwet East to deliberate on ways of restoring lasting peace in the troubled county where several schools were closed, and hundreds of families displaced due to insecurity. Speaking to the press, Elgeyo Marakwet County Commissioner, John Cora, highlighted the importance of the meeting amid recent calm, highlighting the urgent need for action following cattle theft and loss of lives. Cora highlighted the implementation of the President's directive to relocate police posts closer to the Kerio River to enhance security measures. "We have successfully relocated the police posts, completing about 70% of the assigned tasks," Cora stated. "Additionally, we have constructed access roads to these newly established posts and camps, ensuring they are readily accessible. However, further work including adding murram and drainage systems is ongoing." The commissioner emphasized the effectiveness of the newly established posts in enhancing security and cautioned against complacency. "We urge all security wings to remain vigilant and collaborate in addressing the security challenges," he said. He added that patrols will be intensified to safeguard the roads and ensure the safety of all residents. Thus, expressing gratitude to the public for their cooperation in recovering stolen cattle, Cora reiterated the government's commitment to protecting both lives and property. Hence, the statement stated that 80% of the stolen cattle has been returned, with ongoing efforts to recover the remaining ones. Elgeyo Marakwet Governor, Wisley Rotich, underscored the importance of a prompt response to insecurity issues. He urged residents to collaborate with law enforcement agencies and promote peace within the community. "We must all work together to ensure the safety of our region," the governor emphasized. Furthermore, the governor pledged to prioritize infrastructure development, particularly road construction. He further announced plans for localized meetings involving professionals, local leaders, and security personnel to foster lasting peace and eliminate banditry. The speaker concluded plans to collaborate with relevant authorities to explore opportunities for expanding access roads, particularly in the TRT region of Kerio Valley.